This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Another effort by the Illinois State Police to get motorists to essentially drive safely on the roads and maybe even slow down in some cases. Tomorrow, Wednesday, marks Speed Awareness Day. And to talk about what that means, at least in this area, is Trooper Jason Wilson, the Safety Education Officer for State Police District 7 in East Moline, which covers Knox County, among other areas around the region. Trooper Wilson, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Will. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I think I might have, I hope I accurately described Speed Awareness Day in the short version, but kind of explain to me what this is and why this is important from your standpoint.
Well, you did good, except for it's not just the Illinois State Police. It's actually all police throughout Illinois. This
okay.
is an effort that's been put on by the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. So it's going to be all law enforcement throughout the state that are trying to band together. And pretty much what it comes down to is so many people don't pay attention to the fact that, you know, we hear about the horrible shootings that take place. We hear about the horrible deaths where there's 3, 4, 5 at one time because of some freak accident, but what no one really pays attention to anymore is the fact that there's still 34 to 35,000 Americans killed every single year on our roadways, and unfortunately, speed is one of the top reasons for those fatal injuries, or at the very least, severe injuries that also could last somebody through a lifetime.
Now, we just had a fatal accident on I-74 near Galesburg this past weekend. And without getting too much into the details of what happened in that accident, is it possible that speed might have been a factor there? Or is that something that is kind of hard to tell in those cases?
That one I can't tell you if there's an excessive speed that was a factor, but speed in general is going to be a factor probably on most interstate fatalities or injuries simply because for every 10 miles you go over 50 miles an hour, your chances of being involved in a fatal crash double. So even with the speeds being at 70 miles an hour, anybody is more likely to be four times over the limit of being involved in a fatal crash. So we want to make sure that we emphasize the importance of just following the speed limits, especially when we're talking about the local roads, the county roads, the people that are on pay grades much higher than mine have done the numbers and they've checked the angles and they have figured that these speeds at those posted speed limits are the safest to travel on those particular roadways. Unfortunately, people take that for granted and they think, well, I can go 5 miles, I can go 10, I can go 20 over because, well, there's never a police officer out here. So since they're not out here, that means I can go as fast as I want. Well, the laws that we put in place are one thing, but the laws of physics are a completely different thing. And it's kind of, to make it real simple, the faster you go, the harder you hit something. The harder you hit something, the more it's going to hurt.
Is there a difference in terms of speed as it relates to crashes on county highways or state highways versus interstates?
The biggest thing is going to be probably the fact that on the interstates, the traffic's dedicated to go one direction, where when you're talking about the local roads, there was a crash that happened just earlier this week where a teen driver crossed the center line into oncoming traffic, and the person that was in their lane, I believe, was killed from that crash.
Wow.
What's bad about the local roads or the county roads is that, yes, everybody on the interstate's going 70 miles an hour or more in some cases. When you're talking about the local roads, the most dangerous crash is a left-of-center crash. That means that one vehicle travels over into the opposing direction's lane. And what that does is it makes the crash a multiplier. It depends on whatever the speed limit is of the offending vehicle. You have to add that to the speed of the victim vehicle, and that together is the actual speed of the crash. So if you have a vehicle going 55 miles an hour one direction, then you have another vehicle that's going 55 miles an hour. That's actually a 110 mile an hour collision that's taken place. So that's why the speeds need to be reduced so much on those local roads and county roads, is because the fact that there is nothing separating except for 3 feet, two vehicles going the opposite direction.
In some of the information that you provided to me before we had this conversation today, I'm interested to have you explain things, the impact of things like airbags and seat belts and things like that. If I'm reading right, that the faster you're going, the less of a help those things are?
Yes, because the federal government actually puts standards on all vehicles. Now, I'm sure you could list off several brands of vehicles that are actually much safer than others simply because they take the extra above and beyond step to make sure that their safety features are going to be much more meticulously enforced and reinforced. But every vehicle has to be able to have a crash rating of at least 50 miles an hour. That's why the statistic of for every 10 miles over 50, your chances of being involved in a crash or being involved in a fatal crash if your vehicle does crash are doubled. With that said, what we're seeing quite often on every type of crash, we have people that will constantly tell us, well, I don't need to wear my seatbelt because I've got all these airbags. The problem is the seatbelt is the integral part of all those safety features.
Mm-hmm.
That's what actually keeps you in the position you need to be in, that the airbags are going to expect you to be in to be able to keep you protected and safe. The second that you go flying out of that seat and then those airbags deploy at 200 miles per hour, they've gone from a safety feature to a weapon. So, yes, I'm glad you hit that point because, above all else, speed is a huge part of fatal crash reductions, but just putting that seatbelt on, even though it takes 3 whole seconds to do, that's actually an extremely important part of fatal reduction as well.
I've got about 30 seconds, but if it's the last statistic you gave me here was that if anything else, the faster you go, the less gas mileage you get.
Yeah, and it's always funny to pull somebody over for going 20 to 30 miles over the speed limit, and then when asked why are you going so fast, they say, "Well, I'm doing this because my I'm almost out of gas." Well, the actual reason for the first speed limit, believe it or not, was because of a war effort, and that was to save gas and gas economy. So,
right.
Ironically, it's always funny when somebody gives that as an excuse as to why they're speeding.
Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully if you have any troopers out on patrol at least tomorrow, that maybe they won't have to pull anybody over for speeding at least.
Well, that would be a hope that we could all hope for.
Jason, thanks so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Will.
Again, Trooper Jason Wilson with Illinois State Police on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Sports is next on WGIL.